Blog Talk Radio.
From the Gutter Olympics, Sneaker Jones just won the Kool-Aid competition.
And now, for our biggest event of the evening, we have the Dice Room.
Yeah, Dub been hitting licks late, so his role should be up to par.
The crowd. Everything, you know what I'm saying? I want to welcome you to Cannabis Radio, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's been supporting us and everything. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the applause. Thank you for the applause. You know what I'm saying? I know we did last week and everything like that, but we ain't been doing nothing but revamping the show and getting a new format and everything like that, getting a new co-host, doing some new things, you know, getting out here circulating and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we got the big girls in the building and everything, you know what I'm saying, looking all good. She's sitting in the background and everything, you know. But, you know, Cannabis Radio is growing by leaps and bounds. We're getting a studio audience right now, you know what I'm saying. We got people calling in, you know what I'm saying. I see we got the Memphis on the line, you know what I mean. We got 702 on the line. We got the 316 on the line, you know what I'm saying. So, yo, we got an action-packed show together, you know what I'm saying. This show, we just going to sit back, kick the Willy Bobo, play some music, you know what I'm saying, and get your ideas on cannabis radio and your ideas on the legislation of legalizing cannabis, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, because everybody's doing their own thing right now. They're doing their own little sessions. They're doing their own little, you know, little secret get-togethers and this, that, the other, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's coming in from California. Everybody's coming in from Arizona. Everybody's coming in from Oregon and Iowa and everything like that. Now, next week, I plan on bringing on one of my personal friends and everything. He's a lawyer, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to let us know, you know, the do's and don'ts of crossing the lines with this cannabis and this, that, and the other. Because if y'all get busted coming across the state line, you motherfuckers from California, if y'all get busted coming across the state line, that's your ass. If I get busted coming across the state line going to California and this, that, and the other, that's my ass. And I got product on me, yeah, bro, that's considered distribution. You know what I'm saying? Cultivating. If they catch you with seeds, that's cultivating. You know what I mean? So we're going to get into some of the terminology and everything like that, but we're going to sit back. We're going to ride. We're going to smoke one. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl Jasmine riding with me today. You know what I'm saying? She came through, you know what I'm saying, for Cannabis Radio and this and the other. She's sitting back. We sitting back smoking on that good. You know what I mean? So listen, check this out. I'm waiting for my man Kenji to call in, you know what I'm saying, because we do have a new co-host and everything like that. So I'm waiting for my man Kenji to call in. But right now I want to get into that Migos. Shout out to my man Offset. You know what I'm saying? He wiped up Cardi B. Did y'all see the rock that he put on that woman's finger? You know what I'm saying? We talking about, you know, y'all laugh at the Migos and shit and this, that, and the other. Them motherfuckers, I am not mad at you, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get back, you know what I'm saying? It's Cannabis Radio, your host, Fat Man. I'm waiting for my co-host, Kenji, to come in, you know what I'm saying? My A1 from day one, you know what I mean? But we're going to do it like this, y'all. You know what I mean?
So, you know, y'all rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money.
You know what I'm saying? You got some numbers that you want to call in.
We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey!
Raindrops, drop top, smoking on cooking the hot box.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey!
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Clap. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a
cool.
I take your bitch right from you. Bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog. Woo.
Skrr.
I tell that bitch to come for me.
Come for me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we did the most. Yeah. Pull up and goes.
Woo.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker.
Wow.
Holding up, I with no holster.
Wow.
Rid the ruler, diamond cooler. This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi.
Nah.
Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just now. No
smash
that. Hop in the limb, have a drag race.
Smash.
I let them birds take a bath, baby.
Hey.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody,
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 and 100 rounds too.
Cry.
Four, dropping muddy out of space. Kid, cuz, introduce me to your bitch as wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty, now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you.
Huh?
Draco, bad and bougie.
Draco.
I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me boobies. When I'm on stage, show me boobies. Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop-up.
Damn.
These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they busting for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah,
I used to trap by the subway.
Trap.
Yeah, that way.
Go.
Young nigga trap with the AK.
Blah.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Big Dyco, get it dope, Macy. Gray.
Raindrop.
Drip.
Drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking.
Fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
Crap.
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
What? Yeah. Obviously she back to the bone.
Hey,
wait. These niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
Hey,
yeah, hey. Huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
Whoa.
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Try to Rari, that bitch got no roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these niggas they hate. Try to hide, shoot through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain.
Yeah,
so much money they use rakes.
Damn.
Count 100,000 in your face.
Yeah,
then put 300 right in a safe.
Met
her today. Yeah, she talked to me like she knew me.
Yeah,
go to sleep in a jacuzzi.
Yeah,
waking up right to a two piece.
Yeah,
counting that paper like loose leaf.
Yeah,
getting that chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah,
boy you so fit like my collar, you snake, and I swear to God that be that Gucci.
Boy.
And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try play your song, it ain't move me.
What?
Saw your girl once, that she choosing. Yeah.
Raindrop.
Drop top.
Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking.
Fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot.
Yeah.
Cooking up dope in the crock pot.
Pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Yeah.
Nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
Bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Whoa.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Yeah.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
What's going on, y'all? You know what's going on, y'all, man? I'm sitting here with my girl Jasmine and shit. We just sitting here chopping it up and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Cannabis Radio coming to you every Wednesday night, all right? This every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock. PM, you know what I'm saying, specific time. Oh, Lord have mercy, girl. Y'all just, look here, it's big girl season. Y'all better get y'all big girl to this and the other, because they keep you warm and everything. But we do this every Wednesday, 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, 5 to 7. Me and my man Kenji, I don't know where the fuck Kenji at, but we do got a caller, 901, you know what I'm saying, 63, you know what I mean, 06. Yo, you got Cannabis Radio, who is this?
Yo, what's up, this Desert Eagle?
What's going on? What's going on, Desert Eagle? Yeah, what's going on, man? Big shout out to my man, Desert Eagle, man. He's doing the damn thing. He's representing, you know what I'm saying, that Memphis, Tennessee, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, and this, that, and the other. Now, I know me and Desert Eagle, we've been going back and forth lately on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and we've been talking about a few things, and he's been real wanting to go real political on some things and this, that, and the other. So right now we're going to give him the time to express himself and everything, you know what I'm saying, man, because he's been having a lot on his mind. I've been listening to him. He's getting on my motherfucking nerves and shit like that there. But other than that, I'm going to let y'all listen to him. Y'all know we keep it real on here and shit. But I'm going to let him, you know, tell y'all, because he's getting ready to launch a new political show. He's been thinking about it, putting it on the table, getting the powers that be that line up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let him take it from here and everything, Desert Eagle, man, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing, man. How you been?
All good, man. Just was up here just studying the culture of the cannabis culture. No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't consumed any in years, but I still, through friends and through everything else, I've still been able to keep an ear close
okay.
to it.
Okay. Let me hold on before you get into your lunch. Let me ask you something. Are you a recreational smoker? Are you a medical smoker, or this is just your concern?
No, it's just a concern. I'm not a smoker at all. I'm, like I said, I am a supporter of the culture.
Okay. So you a teetotaler?
Because I. Yeah, if you want to call it that, I'm a how you say it? Although you may not partake in it, you are a supporter of it. I got friends who are consuming it, and I see the benefits that. Let me change that. I see the benefits.
Look here. Check this out, bro. I'm going to stop you right here because you're studying and shit. Hold on. On this show, you can be as raw as fuck, okay? Say what you want to say, mean what you say, and everything. You ain't got to beat around the bush for everybody to understand and get the liking and all of that. Say what the fuck you going to say and mean what the fuck you going to mean. And everything like that. If the shit ain't right, just say the shit ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. You know what I mean? Because our listeners want the raw. They don't want the behind the scenes. They want the raw. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm a supporter of the youth, but I support legalization of it. I support medical use and everything. Because I have personally seen my friends go through some shit, and that shit helped them through a lot of nonsense. Not just mentally, but physically. You know, that's man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going as real as I can get, man. Because if it wasn't my job, I'd be out here smoking it. Matter of fact, when I plan, once I return, shit, it's over. I'm Jordan. But as far as the legal aspects of it, you touched on something earlier. Even though marijuana is legal in both California and Nevada, you can't cross the state lines with it. You say something? Now, if you can't cross the state lines with it, you're in trouble. And part of me brought me back to I did some research just a minute ago. Back in the day, if you took certain alcohol across the wrong border, they was your ass. But they've since relieved that penalty. So sooner or later, I believe that's gonna be. That's gonna be changed. And I believe. Within the next 20 years, there'll be more states that will legalize it and see the positive aspects in it that it produces. Once they see what other states have, and the crime has gone down in those states that have legalized, they've brought in a lot of money. Colorado is the prime example.
Right. Okay. You know, so. What you're trying to say is that we need to legalize this all the way around. Because, yes, Colorado has brought in so much on their marijuana sales to where it's been valued over $1 billion, and now they're fixing the streets, they're fixing their towns, and things like that. Do you think that every state and every town need to take up this type of mentality to help their economy? That's what the economy. It gets to the economy. That's where it all boils down to it. It's not about the recreational smoker. It's not about the medical smoker. You know what I'm saying? It's about the economy. Because we have to deal and we have to fight and get on the government's level. You got to understand, black people aren't on the government's level. We're not in NASDAQ. We're not in Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even going to get into some shit that I done found out about encrypted Bitcoin that people are taking and investing in. It's a lot of things that America has been doing that we've been hoodwinked. We've been put the shadow over our eyes because of our color and who we are and our go-get-it-ness. You know what I'm saying? So I hear where you're coming from. We just have to strive for more.
Right. Yeah, I mean, even going to the not just going to the legal, going to the physical and mental aspects of marijuana use. I've seen some more research on it since we last talked, and I found it. Well, I'm studying it, and it also proves to be aphrodisiac in some cases. A lot of people didn't. Some people that use it probably already know that, but a lot of people who don't use it, they don't know that.
No, they don't. They don't. But this is why, you know what I'm saying, we have Cannabis Radio and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? Tell people where they can hit you at and this and because I know you're getting ready to come up with a political spot and everything that you're going to be broadcasting off the Mobley Broadcasting Network. Kind of explain that to everybody.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a political-based show. I'm not for the pull any punches on that motherfucker. You know, whatever opinion you got, bring it. I mean, if you got a different opinion, come at me. See if you can shut me down, because I'm a damn sure trying to shut you down if you come at me wrong. But you can find me at Twitter under the hashtag Lino8901. Find me on Instagram under the, I just changed it, hashtag DesertEagle901.
Okay.
And you can find me on Facebook under my real name, Robert J. Nichols Jr. Feel free to add me. No, I got to have a damn good reason to deny your friend request, but
okay. Okay. You know, y'all look out for my man Desert Eagle. He's gonna be on the Mobley Broadcasting System and this, that, and the other. With politically speaking, you know what I'm saying, where you can come in and air out what's going on, because we do have a president that's doing some old fucked up ass fuckery shit. You know what I'm saying, especially when it comes to the legalization of this marijuana. Everybody want to legalize the marijuana in every state. But it comes with the loopholes. You got to look at that. It comes with the loopholes, the little underground shit, the little shit that means, and you think that don't mean a difference, but that little shit means a difference. You know what I'm saying? And right here on Cannabis Radio, of course, with my man Desert Eagle, my girl, my girl Jasmine. Ooh, this girl is over here. She getting butt naked. Anyway. And my girl Jasmine and shit like that there. My girl Jasmine. And they're going to educate us on what's real with this cannabis and the cannabis laws in Las Vegas, Nevada, man. You got any shout-outs, Desert Eagle?
Yeah, just shout-out to anybody who's listening, man. Want y'all enjoy the rest of the show. I'm a drinker myself, so I kind of know your struggles.
Yeah, we drinking. We all cool out and we drinking this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a show about education. If you're not pulling out your pens and pads and writing this down, you know what I'm saying? Because Desert Eagle brung with some education every week. He's letting y'all know what's going on the underground level. You know what I'm saying? Because he's doing his research. And that's what it takes, you know what I'm saying, to make it right here, Las Vegas, Nevada, anywhere. Do your research. Research means a lot, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? So we're going to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Desert Eagle. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all catch him. Hit him up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Because he's getting ready to start a new sports show, and also politically speaking. You know what I'm saying? We'll be coming up the first sometime next month before we get up out of here, the first of the year, man. So I really appreciate you calling on and everything and rocking with us and stuff like that there, man. God bless.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all, we about to take a break. You know what I'm saying? Because I got this big girl laying in the bed and this and the other, so I need to, you know, take a break and stuff like that and handle my business. Maybe handle my business. Ain't shit changed but today, you know what I'm saying? We gonna go to my man,
I've played with feet before.
Call me on my cell phone bling. Here on Cannabis Radio, y'all. I'm your host.
Love to do that
video. Batman, aka West Coast, aka Cannabis Coast. You know what I'm saying? We about to do the damn thing.
You used to
Let's
call
go.
Me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Drake Hotline Bling. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man, a.k.a. West Coast, coming to you live and direct. Cannabis Radio, y'all. Today, we just laid back, you know what I'm saying? Taking some phone calls, seeing what everybody think, you know what I'm saying? If they liking the show and everything. I got a big announcement, you know what I'm saying? On November 15th, you know what I'm saying? We got my man, Little Flip, coming through. He's going to be introducing his new strand, you know what I mean? And he's going to be telling everybody about what he's doing, how he's doing it, and everything like that. It is a pleasure. And then soon after that, we're going to have my man Afro Man coming through, you know, sharing his Afro 4T5 beer, you know what I'm saying? So everybody coming up with their new thing. I'm trying to find my man Kenji and shit. I don't know what the fuck Kenji doing and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But it is nothing but love. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? This is Cannabis Radio, you know what I'm saying, where we talk about, you know, medicating our community. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of vets. We got a lot of people out there that needs medical cannabis. And a lot of people I see that I'm dealing with and everything like that, talk about, I don't want to come on the show and all of that. I don't want to this, that, and the other and everything. You know what I mean? And it makes me feel like that, you know, your dispensary ain't legit. You know what I'm saying? You doing all this undercover shit. Your shit ain't legit, because if your shit was legit, you would have the paperwork and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just keeping it real on my radio show about the motherfuckers that I bring on my show and everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't put words in nobody's mouth. I don't say nothing derogatory. But when I'm inviting you on the show and they keep ducking and dodging, whether if you've been on the show or not, or you're good at public speaking, it don't make a difference. If you have a product, you need to come on the show and promote your product, whether if you're good at public speaking or whether if you're not good at public speaking. So, you know, that's just my little tidbit. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody out there in the LV, you know, P-Funk Extracts, you know, Cosmic Kitty, you know what I'm saying, New Life Distribution, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to all my little private dispensaries, you know what I mean. But right now, we going to do this, because I ain't going to be wasting no time sitting here talking to y'all and y'all not hearing me and everything like that. Shout out to the 901 and sitting here listening and everything like that. We going to go back like this with a little Bob Marley. Thank you.
My feet is my only carrot. Mary Jane. She never complained when I hit Mary. With that flame, I light up the cherry. She so good to me when I put the fresh bowl, I clean the screen. Don't get me stirred up the smoke through the bubbling water, making it pure, so I got to take my hit and hold it. Just like Chong, I get the bowl and I reload it. Get my four footer and bring it on as I take hits from the bomb.
Same color t-shirt. Mama told me, not to sell work. Mama, 17, 5, same color t-shirt, white. Mama told me, not to sell work. Mama, 17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Yeah. Young nigga poppin' with a pocket full of cottage. Yeah. Whoa, chemo, stop it, chopper, aimin' at your noggin. Yeah. Had to call the addict, then the chopper had to chop it. Niggas pocket watchin', so I gotta keep the rocket. Yeah. Neck water, faucet water, market. Birds mocking, at pint stocking, necks keep biting, neck, wrist on hockey, hockey, wrist on rocky, rocky. Lot of niggas copy, huh? Name someone can stop me, no one. Bitches call me poppy, bitch. Sachi, that's my hobby. Sachi, got it on a mallet, pocket rocket from a rally. Clap. One off in the chamber, ain't no need for me to cock it. Niggas get the dropping when that Draco get the popping. All I want is cottage, roll a cigar full of broccoli. Cookie, no check, one off cash, nigga. I don't do deposit. Bitches cross the border, nigga. Bitches from the tropics. I'ma get that bag, nigga. Ain't no doubt about it. Yeah, I'ma feed my family, nigga. Ain't no way around it. Family, ain't gon' never let up, nigga. Got to show my talent. Show young nigga with the ammo, walking with the hammer. Talking country grammar, nigga. Straight out North Atlanta, Northside. Young nigga popping with a pocket full of cottage. Yeah. Whoa, chemo, stop it, chopper, aiming at your noggin. Yeah. Had to call the addict, then the chopper had to chop it. Niggas pocket watching, so I gotta. Keep the rocket.
Mama told me, not to sell work.
Mama,
17, 5, same color t-shirt,
white.
Mama told me, not to sell work.
Mama,
17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Mama told yeah. you.
Mama told me,
mama,
not to sell
work. Mama told you,
17, 5, same color t-shirt,
white.
1995, 2005, seen it with my eyes,
seen it.
Dope still alive,
dope.
Real mob ties,
mob.
Real frog eyes,
frog.
Real whole pies, all time high.
High,
do it for the culture,
culture.
They gon' bite like vultures,
vultures.
Way back
when I was trapping, not Toyota. I'ma hit the gas. 12 can't pull me over. 12 base, coupe, Quavo, Yoda, pouring, drinking sodas. I get high on my own, sir. Her just gon' clone, sir. Stop all that flexing, young nigga don't wanna go there. Never been a gopher, but I always been a soldier. Young niggas in the cut, posted like a vulture. Diving off the stage in the crowd, it's a mosh pit. Yeah, shouted bad, but she broke and she don't own shit. Mama asked me, son, when the trapping gon' quit. I been riding around through the city in my new bitch.
Young nigga poppin' with a pocket full of cottage.
Hey.
Whoa, chemo, sabe, chopper, aiming at your noggin.
Hey.
Had to call the oddest, then the chopper had to chop it. Niggas pocket watching, so I gotta keep the rocket.
Mama told me not to sell words.
Mama
17-5, same color t-shirt.
White.
Mama told me not to sell words.
Mama
17-5, same color t-shirt. Mama told you.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? That was my man, the Migos, and this, that, and the other. Did y'all see the motherfucking rock that Offset put on motherfucking Cardi B this weekend? I mean, you know, 5 months being together, just broke up last week and everything, and the motherfucker said I wanted to marry her. You know what I'm saying? Mama told me not to say a word. It's all good, though, you know, but that's what go on in the hip-hop community. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, check this out. For the next months to come, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be fusing this hip-hop community with Cannabis Radio, you know what I'm saying? We got Lil Flip coming on next week on November 15th, you know what I'm saying? We got Afro Man coming on, you know what I mean? And everybody got their own individual strands that they're pushing, you know what I'm saying, and putting into dispensaries and things like that, you know? So we appreciate everybody that's rolling with us and everything like that. You know, I know my man Desert Eagle been rolling with us and this, that, the other. He's our political side to all of this shit and this, that, and the other. So, I mean, before we get up out of here, man, what's your version of what's going on as far as legalizing marijuana here in Las Vegas, Nevada? Do you think it's a bunch of bullshit? Do you think we're dealing with a lot of red tape, or do you think the legislation is just backing up off of it because they don't want the underdog or the middleman to try and better himself?
Well, it's I think they try to please both sides of the coin here. They try to the non-supporters, and they try to please the supporters of the non-supporters. Like right now, it may be legal, but you still can't smoke it in public. You know, you can't go on the strip and light up. You can't go on the strip and light up a blunt, or on Fremont light up a blunt, or in the casinos. You know what I'm saying? But you can't even smoke it in the hotel room if you're visiting. But you know what I'm saying? That don't stop somebody. You know. But yeah, so right now I think what's trying to happen is they try to please both sides, and sometimes you ain't able to please both sides. But yeah, I just did some more research while you were speaking, and found out that it's a overwhelming majority, 64%.
Well, get it out of there.
Yeah, 64% support legalization. That's not just in Nevada, but that's across the country.
Okay.
I just read this. 64% of Americans support legalizing marijuana. I posted a link on my Facebook page just a second ago.
Okay. Well, the question I want to ask you: are you opposed to legalizing marijuana? Do you honestly think it will help the economy, or do you think that it's more recreational than it is medical?
do I think it should be recreationally legalized?
No. I'm just saying, do you think that it, do you think that the money after legalizing it is going to, perfect example, Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado has grossed over $1 billion in the marijuana industry. They're taking that money, they're feeding it back into their city, building better roads, building better housing, building, better facilities and things like that. Do you feel that that's what needs to be done out here in Las Vegas, or it's not being done? Because as far as I'm concerned, it's being looked over.
Well, yeah, I think it needs to go back. Like you say, I've been to Denver several times, and it's a beautiful city, and the improvements I've seen with that city is awesome. Vegas needs to do the same thing. They need to recycle that money back into the community. And so when you do that, it makes the cost of living cheaper in the city you live in. It's a known fact that if states recycle their money, recycle their tax money, the cost of living goes down. The quality of life goes up when you recycle money from any kind of revenue from the lottery, certain states just legalize lottery, from anything. So,
right.
Yeah, Las Vegas definitely needs to put that money back into the city for the kids. Years ago, a lot of people thought marijuana they thought marijuana was all bad for you. It makes you fuck up a lot. So I'm saying, take it and turn some positive into it.
Okay.
So that it can be not only just for using it, but for it being legal, it helps the kids not smoking it, but the money you draw from it, it makes better schools.
Well, listen.
Put it toward education.
Right. I understand that. And I agree with you 100%. I got a call from the 316. Y'all got to memorize. If you want to call and talk to me, you got to hit me up at 760-888-5776. Press the 1 button to let me know that you're in queue. Because I don't want you roaming around in my lobby and shit, drinking up my coffee and donuts and smoking up my weed and shit like that that we got free for people out there in the lobby and this, that, and the other. So press the 1 button, let me know you in queue. We got 316-2645 on the phone. Yo, what's going on? You got Cannabis Radio, man. You got something to say?
Man, salute Cannabis Radio, man. This Mr. Street Soldier with the Tall Kids. It was good, though.
We got Mr. Street Soldier all the way from Wichita, Kansas, doing the damn thing and this, that, and the other. Now the question that I want to ask Mr. Street Soldier, because me and Mr. Street Soldier, we go back and this, that, and the other, but you got to understand,
right.
Mr. Street Soldier is out there in the dirty South. He gets a lot of shit.
Right.
He get a lot of shit before we even get it out here on the West, So,
right.
Mr. Street Soldier, tell us what's going on in the cannabis industry out there in Wichita, Kansas, Because you got the South locked up right now. Big shout out to Underground Heat Magazine, and everything like that. If y'all want to get our write-ups and everything like hit up Mr. Robert Allen Parker. Get your write-ups and this, that, and the other, but definitely come correct.
Yeah,
You can even tell them Cannabis Radio sent you. But I'm going to be quiet, man. You tell me what's going on in a different perspective out there in Wichita, Kansas, about the cannabis scene and the dispensaries and what's going on.
Yeah. Well, out here, they still got the laws up and stuff, man. And prime example where I'm at in Wichita, Kansas, it's been incidents with children and parents of these children that got different medical problems with them that were giving their children some strand, some form
of
medication or whatever, and it was actually helping them. Well, when they people found out about it, you know, they actually tried to, I believe, prosecuted these parents and you know, want to put crimes on them. And like he was saying, man, it not only, you know, the recreation crew, we understand that, but for the medical reasons, too, it's a lot of children that can benefit, man, and it helps their situation with those things. And being in a place where it's not legal, by the government showing the people that, look, you're trying to take care of your kid got this problem, this right here is helping your child, but we're going to punish you because of what it is. You know, we got it's when it's
right.
Like that, the system's messed up and it needs to be addressed because of those situations like that. You know what I mean? And like you were saying, for the community and the economics with the money.
Right.
You know, you see all these commercials and you see all of these tax raises and all of this. Well, you got a prime thing right there to do that can turn all of that around and definitely help out a lot.
Okay. And I feel you on that. Now, the question that I need to ask you, because you're in Wichita, Kansas, and the question that I need to ask Desert Eagle, because Desert Eagle is out there in Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? He travels around. He's a truck driver. You know what I'm saying? So he travels around from state to state. He gets to see a little bit of everything. I want to link you two up and everything like that because the states that he travel around don't have underground heat magazines. So if you see where I'm going with that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I link y'all up together. But what I want to ask you to is when you go to these different states and everything like that, do you get the resistance on – because let's be real. Back in the day, mentioning marijuana was a taboo. Mentioning cannabis was a taboo. Do you guys still get that feeling? I'm gonna start with Desert Eagle. Do you still get that feeling when you're on the road or when you're out in other states?
Yeah, well, I got a lot of friends who I've met with and from other states, and a lot of them there, the ones who don't smoke it, they're like nonchalant a lot about it. Like you said, years ago that was a taboo. Conversation. Nowadays, you know, it's pretty much a normal conversation. I know a guy that lives in Utah. He said he partakes in it a little bit, you know, although in Utah it's still illegal. And love my man, Sweet Soda said, I lived in Arkansas for a couple of years. This was a long time ago. And a friend of mine I know, you know, they found a couple of cocktails, some joint cocktails on her. They locked her up for a year.
Hold on, wait. Street Soldier, didn't you tell me one of the homies got locked up for a seed in his car?
Yes, man. And me personally in the past, you know what I'm saying, Doobie, Muskogee, Oklahoma, man. What we call a doobie.
Right.
Y'all know everybody know what a doobie is, man.
Right.
They will lock you up. And I've been locked up and took, you know, been in jail for them finding a doobie.
What we call cocktails. What we call roaches.
A cocktail.
That's usually the end of the shit that usually don't have shit in it, but the resin.
Right.
So they wanted to set you up for that.
Yes, man. Like I said, in the past, it has happened. I've been that person that has been to jail for, you know, that right there. And I've known people who went to jail for them finding, man, a seed or two. Boom, man. They done went down what we call on Third in Muskogee. They done went down on Third. That's the jail hack. And that's why I say, man, it really need to be. And the reason, one of the main reasons why, you know, everybody got their reasons why it's legal and this and this, but it all breaks down to this. Before it ever was legal, before it was, you know, made illegal, it was so many things that it was helping with this country. far as in with shifts, man, it, you know, everybody do their research. So, you know the things that it actually did help. I mean, hell, Ford had ran a car off of hemp oil. So it's a lot of things that they already knew.
But right.
The demographics and how it reached the spread, it cut out a lot of money.
Now, I've been noticing your posts. I've been noticing a lot of your posts and changed up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And things like that there, which that's a good thing because you're making sure that you're getting away with the dead weight. You're letting people know that,
right.
No, it's time to move forward. Time to move forward
right.
as a group and everything like
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Do you honestly think that they understand where you're coming from in all aspects? You know what I'm saying? Because that means in the cannabis aspect too, because I'm
right.
pretty sure. Now, do you have any dispensaries out there in Wichita, Kansas?
No. There's no dispensaries like that out here. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's still legal. You know, they'll still get you.
They still want to try and lock you up for getting something that's illegal.
Exactly.
That's legal on the West Coast and everything.
I mean,
like
you
that,
know, we didn't have things
saying?
In the city where, you know, we didn't have the city vote to decriminalize it, you know, to decriminalize the penalty.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And things like that, you know. So it has been some kind of leeway. But all in all, like I said, man, it's big business, man. You also got to look at it like that, too, man. You know, even paper, it's a lot of things that can be useful, you know what I mean, to our way of living by going ahead and legalizing it.
Okay. So your final words for Wichita, Kansas is what? Hey, come on in.
Get on the ball, make it happen, so that everybody can reap the rewards and the benefits that it's going to bring. Stop slacking. The proof is in the pudding. I mean, you know, I said, you know, stop slacking. You know, the proof, the evidence, whatever you need, the facts, the research, it's all there. It's been there. It's been there.
Right.
You know what I mean? What they tried to say about, you know, it make you go crazy and all that. That's been proven not to be true for how many years now?
Right.
That money generate through our cities
right.
and our communities and our education
right.
systems. And that's how we can, another way we can help make America great again.
Okay. So then let me ask you this, Street Soldier. Since you went there on it, and this, that, and the other, and I see I'm going to have to start getting Street Soldier to call in more on Wednesdays and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, because he makes a lot of sense. Y'all got to understand, he represents the South, you know what I'm saying? He's out there in Wichita, Kansas, and everything. So are you trying to say, Street Soldier, that we're not paying enough attention to the South? Is the South not getting the recognition that it needs to? And it's very important, especially now, with this cannabis legalization.
Right. And that's a good viewpoint to look at it, because, you know, when you hear about, you know, these other cities and things like that too, and, you know, man, big salute to all of them, but in a lot of the
right.
southern regions, you think about what that revenue could do to help bring up. I mean, I stayed in Arkansas, you know, shouts out to Arkansas. I stayed in Arkansas for a while
right.
too. And it's a lot of places and cities in Arkansas, man, that you would look at our government like, man, for real? I mean, they did a whole special on it and
yeah.
everything. But it's ways out there that they know that could help fund money, bring electricity to certain places. You know what I mean? Extra aid.
Okay.
Certain shelters, man, you know what I mean? They say, well, we don't have this many beds. Well, there go your money right there for you to expand. You don't have to raise the taxes
right.
from the people. You got something that's going to flood in every aspect of what we're doing.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get back to Darth Vader, because he's breathing hard on the phone and shit like that. There, Desert Eagle. What do you think about that?
Where you going? Oh,
Yeah, I lived in Arkansas several years myself, and just like he said, man, they will stick it to you for just a cocktail or a doobie, what other people may call it, or a roach. This is a main reason why that the West Coast is growing in population. Yes, cities like Las Vegas and Denver and what's another one? Seattle. It's legal up there too. And San Francisco, where it just became legal about the same time as Nevada did.
And that's
why cities on the West
Coast. That's true.
That's why cities on the West Coast are growing fast.
That's true. But the question is pointed towards the South. We got Wichita, Kansas. We got Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Broken Arrow. I'm pretty sure. My man Street Soldier can fill us in on all the small states that need exactly what we're doing.
Yes, yes.
Am I right, Street Soldier?
Man, you exactly right. You exactly right, man. I mean, you know, on both sides, however you want to look at it, from recreational to medical to helping the economy, helping the community. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's going to help, and it's a lot of places that need exactly what's going on in places like Las Vegas that it could help. You know what I mean? I mean, my hometown where I come from, Muskogee, Oklahoma, things like this here, man, could actually pump money back into that city, and that pumps money back into that state.
Right. So Street Soldier, I'm gonna ask you this,
because they just hopping on the highway and go spend a weekend in Vegas anyway.
I mean, you got my man. You know what I'm saying. You got my man Desert Eagle. He's on the road all the time. He drives a truck. You got you. Of course, you got me. You know what I'm saying? We the three only motherfuckers on this phone right now, on this show, doing the damn thing. Give me a suggestion of what needs to be done for Wichita, Kansas. Do we need to get, just because, see, and this is what people don't understand, and this is what I'm trying to push the campaign for. Just because Wichita, Kansas wasn't in a flood, don't mean that there are some families that need that help.
True.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Thanksgiving coming up.
Yes.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Now, I do a toy drive every year out here at Christmas and everything. Maybe I'm going to get with Mr. Desert Eagle, and I'm going to get with yourself. And we're gonna do a toy drive for the families in Wichita, Kansas.
That sounds like a
plan. Think we can put that together, fella?
Yeah, let's put that together. We can do that.
I'm on board.
You on board?
I'm on board. Yeah.
Okay. This is what I used to do with my toy drives. I used to go. Now, we're not looking for expensive toys. We're looking for something that a little kid can wake up Christmas morning and have something under the tree. So I usually go to the dollar store, and I pick out $100 worth of shit.
Right.
I need you two to match me. So that's going to be $300 worth of shit.
Right.
Desert Eagle, we're gonna send this shit to Street Soldier. Street Soldier is going to distribute it. He's going to film it, and he's going to distribute it to the families that he feel that need this on Christmas morning.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he done had some homeboys come through. Man, I done fucked up, man. I ain't got shit for my kids. So you can go in your house, you grab that little bag, and go, here you go, bro. I don't know how you going to distribute it, but it's four toys in there. Do your damn thing. So that way, our black men, now y'all listen to me, our black men are not showing up empty-handed.
Yes.
Y'all feel me on that?
Yeah.
I feel you.
Could I throw a little something else?
Go ahead. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I want to challenge anybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, do the same thing. You ain't got to have $100. You got $10 stored in, $5, $1.
Yeah.
You know, it don't take much. Them dollars add up real quick.
Hold on. We don't even care if you got a dollar. Okay? We don't even care if you got a dollar. It's time for us to come together as black men. Yeah, this is Cannabis Radio. It's time for us to come together as black men. Because if me and Street Soldier and Desert Eagle come together and get us a crop out there in California, do you know how much we will harvest by the first of the year, or after the first of the year? So y'all just don't understand how much you can glorify your paper route and sit at the house and watch it grow for you. I just got turned on to this thing called Bitcoin, an encrypted type of currency that Americans and black men don't know about. I just got turned on to it the other day. This is what I'm talking about. Y'all use that internet more to just look up and try and destroy somebody. We got to look on that internet and learn. We got to look on that internet and keep forward. We got to look on that internet and get our families forward. I'm not mad at Street Soldier. Street Soldier hit me up today and was like, yo, man, what's up with the, you know, he giving them shout-outs. Those was the new members. We got 21 new members in the course of one day for Unsigned Hype Radio. Y'all just don't know what Robert Allen Parker can do. Y'all just don't know what Desert Eagle can do for you as far as advertising, as far as promotion, things like that. So this is why I wanted to take the time for this show, to let everybody know it ain't about throwing up the L's. It ain't about throwing up that shit and this, that, and the other. It's time to get political. You wanna fight the government? Get political. Get they pockets. You wanna make America a new America? Get in they pockets. Am I right or wrong, y'all? Y'all sitting back listening. Y'all ain't saying shit. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. You're exactly right.
You know,
coming up when we was younger, we would think we had a different viewpoint on how to beat the system. But you got to beat their pockets. And you do that by not going out here and doing it the dumb way. But like you said, we got to get educated. We got to get on that level to equip us, you know, to be able to fight them fights and win them fights.
Right.
And we got to come together to do
that. So you know what? I think I just found two new co-hosts for Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Desert Eagle on the phone. I got my man Street Soldier on the phone. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we're talking about. Cannabis Wednesdays. You know what I'm saying? The Cannabis Radio Show. Yeah, we're going to be up in the sessions, you know. We're going to be up in the spots where everybody's doing stuff. But we are definitely going to bring you the educational side of this. We're going to definitely give you something to walk away with. When you come to us with your bowl will be filled. And it will be filled full of knowledge, not full of bullshit. So you can walk away and go, damn, okay, I learned how to do this. I learned how to do that. I learned how to get my copyright. I learned how to get... You know what I'm saying? My trademark. I learned how to lock in my shit and this, that, and the other with BDS. So I'm getting my spins and everything like that. I don't give a fuck if BDS send you a motherfucking check for $10. That show you going in the right direction. When you listen to shows like this, you know what I'm saying? With my mans on them, you know what I'm saying? We got Desert Eagle, you know what I mean? We got Robert Allen Parker. Robert Allen Parker come from a whole totally different radio show. But he knows what the fuck we talking about. Why? Because this is the type of shit that's getting ready to open up where he is. And I need him to be on top of that. I need him to have the education for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my thing is that, man. Desert Eagle, man, you got some shout outs when we get up out of here?
Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to the M-Town. You know, we, Memphis is, has built a not so good reputation up over the years. And my thing on that is, our politicians out there, y'all need to get up off y'all ass and push for this legalization out there in Tennessee, man. If you push for legalization in Tennessee, imagine how much a better city it will be. People be too high to kill each other. I've never seen many years ago. Hell, I wanted to sit down and raid the refrigerator. That's all I wanted to do. Most shit, you know. I was all about love. I'm going to go back to the 60s.
Right.
Remember how popular it was back then?
Right.
And I think it was summer of 67. I don't know if it was 67 or 69. It was the summer of love. You know, marijuana culture.
Okay.
You know, it was illegal back
My thing is this. My thing is this, if we're going to go back to the marijuana culture, my thing is this. This is what covers it all. Big shout out to Woodstock. Woodstock covered everything. And I do believe that we are on the cusp of the new two-stock, stock for 2018. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Because if everybody don't realize, history repeats itself. You know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to my man Desert Eagle. Big shout out to my man. Big shout out to my man Desert Eagle, and this and the other, and of course. Big shout out to me. I'm hot as motherfucker, man. Big shout out to my man. From 910, and this and the other. That's my fucking Desert Eagle, and I got my man from the 316. That's my nigga, motherfucking Street Soldier, and this and the other. Street Soldier, give out your last shout outs, man, and keep that shit real on what's going on in the street. Of Wichita, Kansas. The news that we don't
get. Everybody listening. Man, salute, man. Appreciate Cannabis Radio. Appreciate Unc, man. Everybody that's came on, man, and dropped a lot of knowledge. And just put this on the mind right here, man. If you can make a paper that lasts way longer than the paper that they are making and how they are cutting down certain things that help this environment, why would you not do it? If you can make clothing and you can make things as strong as steel from something that was blessed to this earth, why not use it and use it effectively to help the people? The streets is hurting out here, man. It's a lot of glitter and glam being showed, but on the reality of it, you go through these hoods, you go through these streets and neighborhoods, man, it's a lot of people that ain't living like they should be or could be. It's a lot of people that's not getting assistance. It's a lot of people that's not getting help that needs that help. It's a lot of schools here in Kansas, a lot of schools that's been cut because of money.
Okay.
A lot of schools, man, with kids and had to relocate miles and miles away because of money. It's a solution for it.
I don't mean to cut you off. So are you saying that a lot of these cats that's coming on here, been on here, a lot of these majors that have been on Unsigned Hype Radio, because, you know, they're both in sync together. Are you saying that we need to join forces and really make a difference?
Yes. That's exactly what we're saying. Yes. Let's make it happen.
Okay. I'm gonna let y'all know one thing. I haven't heard Street Soldier more adamant about something You know what I'm saying? He's come to me and been like, yo, man, we need to link up. But when it comes to the communities, when it comes to the babies, it's not about our grown asses. It's about these babies. These babies that's coming up. Y'all got to realize these babies are watching us. They're watching every move. This is why they cling to you. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Desert Eagle. He know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody up in here got a newborn. I got an 8-year-old. He got a 2-year-old. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Street Soldier got a 3 or 4-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
just
a 3-year-old. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's about these babies, y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah, we got to clean up some of our shit as men. We got to stand up to a lot of our shit as men. Because we're talking about, we're looking for that queen, and that queen is right there with us that's taking this shit, that's taking our bullshit, that's taking us back after our bullshit. I hear Street Soldier a lot of times. People don't read between the lines of his posts.
Right.
But he trying to let y'all motherfuckers know, look here, man, this is what we got. This is what it is.
Right.
And we need to start paying more attention to it. Because when you lose that main motherfucker, and he made a statement, I don't know if it was him or Desert Eagle, they made a good statement. When you lose that main motherfucker that was in your corner, did whatever you asked them to, was there, and this, that, and the other, and we played them no attention, that's when the fuck your ass is alone.
That's true. It wasn't me to say it, because I still got my main one, and she's still there with me. You know what I'm saying? She'd rather die, you know. But
right.
And now I'm trying my best not to fuck that up, because I know it's
right.
A fucked up ass women out here. I've had my share.
Look here. We all fuck up as men.
It's a fucked up ass men out here.
For us to stand up to it. And maintain. You know what I'm saying? Cannabis radio ain't just all about weed and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? We can bring some things together. We can make some things happen. We can make some things happen in the household.
Right.
This is why we get together as men and we forum like this. Because you won't know what the fuck is going on unless you forum with another man and go, yo, man, this is what the fuck I'm going through. And this, that, and the other, and everything like that. I think that's what we forget as men. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, check this out. Yo, I appreciate y'all locking in and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Rolling with us and stuff like that there. We about to get the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? This is Cannabis Radio. I am your host. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man, a.k.a. West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man. Big shout out to my man Street Soldier that came on the show and this, that, and the other. I ain't lying. I'm tipsy to the motherfucker because I be smoking that shit that everybody be sending me on the show. So, you know, big shout out to 420 Dispensaries because they gave me some shit called Chernobyl, and it's got me Chernobyl right now. But just on some real shit, I enjoy everybody. I enjoy my people, especially Robert Allen Parker, you know what I'm saying, Kenji McEwen, Robin Cunningham, you know what I'm saying, T.T. Champagne, you know what I'm saying, Desert Eagle, you know what I'm saying. These are the people that come around and help me make sure that my radio show is on and popping, you know what I mean, and I can't do nothing but be happy, be grateful, and say God bless everybody. I'm willing to work with everybody, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to get up out of here. Next week, we got a Little Flip on November 15th. Little Flip will be on here, Afro Man. We're introducing the new strands of 2018, you know what I'm saying? So for other than that, for Fat Man, a.k.a. West Coast, Kenji McEwen, I don't know where the fuck Kenji at, but I guess he's listening somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And all of the sponsors and everything for making this happen, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? We about to get up out of here with my man Bruno Mars. Let's go.
Tonight.
Fix your face, ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up,
players only.
Come on, put your